local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Filling in once again right here on Pensacola right now. And Austin, of course, joining us here as well. We're going to be giving you the latest update on the hurricane or the storm out there. I don't want to call it a hurricane just yet. The storm that's out there now over Cuba. Potential Tropical Cyclone 4. That's what it's called right now. And if it eventually is a named storm, it will be a named Debbie. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll give you a further update on that in a little bit later. But yeah, now it's definitely, it's like 80, 90% chance of formation. So we'll give you some more details about that coming up here shortly. There is a, well, first let's get started with the top three stories. Secret Service is providing an update on the internal investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe told reporters today that Trump's security detail didn't know the shooter was on the building with a gun until he opened fire. He said within seconds of the shooting, Trump's detail covered him, and the sniper neutralized the shooter with a single shot. Rowe called the incident a failure and promised accountability within the agency. Kamala Harris now has enough delegate votes to be the Democratic presidential nominee. The vice president crossed the threshold of delegate votes during a virtual roll call today, and she'll officially accept the nomination next week. The Democratic National Committee's vote started Thursday morning, and Harris ran for the nomination unopposed. More than 397,000 acres have been burned in Northern California as the largest active wildfire in the U.S. rages on. So far, the Park Fire is 24% contained. That's it. Over 530 structures have been destroyed by the fire, and another 6,700 are being threatened by the fire. No deaths or injuries have been reported. That is your top three stories. In local headlines, State Senator Doug Broxson was congratulated on 14 years of public service at yesterday's Escambia Board of Commissioners meeting. Broxson's second term on the Florida Senate ends this November, and he served in the Florida House from 2012 to 2016. Fellow legislator Alex Andrade and Pensacola businessman Collier Merrill were in attendance for the ceremony.
And there may be a chance of some storms next week, but for now, the weather is looking great in our area. But water safety officials do stress that beachgoers need to watch out for the heat, as lifeguards have reportedly been handling several people with heat injuries over just the last few days. And another thing to look out for are sea nettles. Those are jellyfish that apparently pack quite a punch with their sting. So for today, the green and purple flags are what's flying.
And then a former Olympic swimmer was in the right place at the right time. Saving a teenager's life near Crab Island. It happened Wednesday on Choctawhatchee Bay. Cleet and Lindsay Keller were on their honeymoon when they witnessed a jet ski accident. That's when Cleet jumped into action, swimming to the young man who was motionless in the water. The team was given CPR on the water until he opened his eyes and began moving again. He's not been identified, but authorities say he's being treated at an area hospital. So that's a pretty cool story right there.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great news for sure. And lastly here, before we get into some traffic and weather together, a Pensacola man has been arrested for a homicide that took place at Forest Creek Apartments last June. 25-year-old Tyrell Griffin is charged with second-degree murder for the altercation that saw a man get hit with gunfire not intended for him before he died at the hospital. According to WEAR, Griffin fled into the water near the Navy Point Bridge before being captured yesterday. All righty, so just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. That's formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. You can find Parrish Tractor on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we've got our usual backups now. It's become a pretty consistent thing. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, you're going to be backed up on the I-110 north there. Also have some backups on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Outside of that, it's going to be some minor backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and some issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of Pensacola, it's just a couple more of the usual big hitters for traffic at this time each day. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola. As Bobby mentioned just a couple minutes ago, we are dealing with some heat advisories. That's what we're in right now. Tonight, we're going to have about a 20% chance of storms that bleed into tomorrow. And tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees. On Saturday, we are going to have another heat advisory with those slight chances of thunderstorms that will increase as the day goes on. And your high is going to be 94. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. So here's the update on Tropical Cyclone 4. Or potential tropical cyclone 4, excuse me. So right now it's over about the center of Cuba, at least as of the national hurricane update that came out at 1 o'clock our time. It's over Cuba right now, and it is headed into the Gulf. Now, actually this morning, the pattern looked like it was going to be headed straight to Pensacola. But here as of the update that just happened a little bit ago. Actually, now is at 4 o'clock. So the latest update now, 4 o'clock our time, is it's going to turn into a tropical depression, and then it will become a tropical storm by 2 a.m. on Sunday. But then it's going to be turning, sort of entering the Gulf, but then it'll be turning towards Tampa. And so it should make landfall as a tropical storm in the Tampa area, either late Sunday, early Monday morning, like midnight or something like that. So that's what it's looking to do so far. It looks like we're of course going to get rain from the weather bands that come, but it's not going to be that bad for us at all. And you know, obviously flooding and things like that will be hitting the Tampa area as far as a tropical storm goes. And you know, with your and actually Fort Myers, Naples area that just got hit by the hurricane last year, they're going to get flooding and stuff as well from this, because it's going to be like they're just going to be nonstop rain from Saturday all the way till Monday over on that area. So that's the update right there. Of course, this can change, as we know, but there's now an 80% chance of it actually forming over the next 48 hours, 90% chance over the next 7 days. That's the update on potential tropical cyclone number 4. Continue on here. 54 of the 67 counties are now under a state of emergency ahead of the potential tropical storm. Governor DeSantis issued that executive order yesterday afternoon, which allows resources to mobilize and we can implement emergency plans. And yes, our counties are indeed covered under that emergency executive order, even though now it looks like it's turning towards Tampa. The executive order is going to remain in place until it makes landfall. So we'll see what happens with that.
Not only that, but the state's price gouging hotline has been activated ahead of the approaching tropical system. So what that means is that state law prohibits sharp increases in the price of essential products during a storm-related state of emergency, and you can call to report if there's any suspected installments of price gouging. This includes protected items such as food, gasoline, and hotel rooms. If you do suspect price gouging, you can report it to the Attorney General's office online at myfloridalegal.com or at 866-99. No scam. Again, that is 8669 no scam. 419 here. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll continue with some state headlines and tackle some national news as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about more drama, as always, in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the Transgressors Memorial Service, talked about the prisoner swap with Russia, interviewed the commanding officer of the USS McCool that's going to come commission here in about a month, a amphibious landing dock, amazing boat, got to see it in Pascagoula, and meet your tenant commands. 15,000 sailors and Marines go through the Naval Air Technical Training Center every year. What for? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Every Tuesday is Bands on the Beach over at Casino Beach at 7 o'clock. And so you can bring your, be sure to bring your lawn chair and some blankets over to the pavilion area. Now, no pets are allowed and glass is prohibited. But this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, is going to be Blackwater Country. So they're an exciting new vocal-centric country band based right out of here in Pensacola. So be sure to check that out next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. There is, all the news right now is centered on the storm that's out in the, all the statewide news is centered on the storm that's out over Cuba right now. It's going to enter into the Gulf, and it's going to turn and head towards the Tampa area. Will be a tropical storm. So we'll probably get some rain, but probably not much more than just some rain. The state's largest property insurance carrier wants to raise rates. Citizens Property Insurance Corporation asked state regulators yesterday to approve a rate hike. That's right. As we know, our insurance rates have gone up 43% over the past few years, and they're wanting to increase it once again. The average policyholder would see an increase of more than 13%. Acaria is backed by the state, and they want to raise rates to encourage policyholders to buy plans with private companies to reduce the state's liability. Citizens has over 1 million customers, and it wants to get under 1 million by the end of the year.
425 here. We'll get another or a few more state headlines after another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, there are several spots to note here early. So I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, it's going to have you backed up onto I-110 north. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is also looking backed up. And same could be said if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Palafox Street. So be on the lookout for Palafox. It's all about that right now. Let's see. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, also giving us some backups at this time. And the same can be said for Fairfield Drive, or excuse me, not Fairfield Drive, but Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But that's pretty par for the course at this time every evening. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. As we get into tonight, we're going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20%. And then heading into tomorrow, those chances are going to increase with another heat advisory and a high of 94. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, continuing on here with some other state headlines. The NRA wants to overturn a Florida gun law. The National Rifle Association asked for the Court of Appeals on Wednesday to examine a law that bans anyone under 21 from buying rifles and other long guns. The law was passed 6 years ago after the deadly mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. The state has until the end of the month to respond to the NRA's motion.
And charges against a mother accused in the deaths of her twin toddlers are expected to be upgraded. In February, a woman's three-year-old twins were found unresponsive in a van on an I-95 north ramp. The children later died, and she was charged with child neglect with great bodily harm. Now, the medical examiner has determined that the twins' cause of death was a homicide. Authorities say murder charges are now pending against the mother.
A pedestrian is now dead after being struck by a train in South Florida. The incident happened when a Brightline train struck the pedestrian and then dragged them northward to the neighboring city. The name of the victim has not yet been released.
And a man is facing charges after taking it upon himself to deal with an annoying gator. Brevard County's Robert Collin was arrested after a 9-foot gator was found tied to a fence. The sheriff's office says that the 71-year-old lassoed the gator with a nylon rope and tied it to a handrail, with the gator having to unfortunately be euthanized as a result. Collin claims that the gator had been eating the turtles that he feeds as therapy for his heart condition and that he called animal control, but nothing was ever done.
Uh-huh. Well, you hear these stories every now and then. People just getting fed up with the gators in their neighborhood and doing something about it, and then they get in trouble. I'm like, I don't think they should get in trouble for it. I'm sorry.
If there's proof that they made complaints and there was nothing ever done, then yeah, I mean, you can't just let your animals be killed.
Yeah, exactly. A man is facing charges after a high-speed chase ended with a crash in Miami Gardens. On Thursday, he allegedly led police on a chase in a stolen vehicle. At some point during the chase, he went off the road. Officers made contact with this vehicle, and he crashed into two others before finally stopping. There's been no word on if the occupants of the other two vehicles were injured. The man now faces multiple charges, including grand theft and fleeing and eluding a police officer.
Yeah, today's edition of state headlines kind of sounds like wacky and weird. There's a lot of nonsense going on. Just a quick couple national headlines here. A U.S. appeals court blocking the Biden administration from reinstating net neutrality rules. So those are rules that would prohibit internet service providers from slowing speeds, blocking content, so on and so forth. It would also stop providers from blocking certain websites. The Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said it was temporarily blocking the rules because broadband providers were likely to succeed in a legal challenge. Oral arguments on the issue will be scheduled for late October.
Fantastic. The Harris campaign is continuing to close in on a VP nominee. We know that she's supposed to campaign on Tuesday in Philadelphia with her new nominee. The law firm tasked with vetting Kamala Harris's potential runmates has reportedly finished its work and has handed over its findings to the campaign. Several potential picks include Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Andy Beshear of Kentucky. Canceled scheduled events this weekend as Harris will meet with candidates. And she's expected to announce her decision Tuesday evening when she kicks off her campaign tour through prominent swing states.
I know the favorite for a minute there was that Josh Shapiro fella.
Yeah, Josh Shapiro.
I would assume he's still the one to beat. I haven't heard anything about this Andy Beshear guy until today. So My money's still on Shapiro.
I guess we should see. I'm liking the Mark Davis, the senator from Arizona, former astronaut. But we'll
Kelly. Yeah, that guy.
Mark Kelly, sorry, yeah. Yeah, so we'll find out. All right, Pensacola right now here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Secret Service continues to face criticism after the assassination attempt on former President Trump during a rally in Pennsylvania last month. Today, Acting Director Ronald Rowe admitted to mistakes during a press conference.
The sole responsibility of our agency is to make sure our protectees are never put in danger. We fell short of that in Butler.
And Rowe said they'll conduct an investigation to determine if any Secret Service agents should be fired. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured enough votes from delegates to officially become the party's nominee for president. That announcement from the Democratic National Committee chair, she thanks supporters on a live stream call on X today.
People coming together from every walk of life, every lived experience.
And the formal nomination is expected to be finalized on August 7th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The closing bell offered some relief for Wall Street as stocks took a nosedive today, causing the Dow to fall more than 900 points at one point today. The Dow fell 610, good enough for a 1.5% loss. The S&P 500 tumbled by 100 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 418. Amazon shares following suit, falling more than 10% today on the heels of reporting mixed second-quarter results yesterday, giving a forecast for the third quarter that fell short of Wall Street expectations. Revenue in the second quarter rose 10% from a year earlier, missing projections by more than $500 million. DraftKings are planning to take a bigger bite out of consumers in states with the highest sports betting tax rates. Next year, they'll start a gaming surcharge on winning bets in states with multiple betting operators where the tax rate is above 20%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. All eyes were on the New York Jets last year, and that palpable buzz ended after a few plays into the season when Aaron Rodgers suffered a season-ending Achilles injury against the Buffalo Bills in Week 1. Now with the regular season right around the corner about a month away, I expect Aaron Rodgers to win Comeback Player of the Year in 2024, lead the Jets to the playoffs as a wild-card team, and then have his season come to a close during division round weekend at the absolute latest. I'm Zach Gelb.
Feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Blackwater Country, playing the best songs in today's new country. Plus, the Gulfside Market is back Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion with Bands on the Beach.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. All right, so we do have some backups on the roads in several areas. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we've still got some heavy backups over there. Same can be said for Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Blue Angel Parkway itself, actually, if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98 or southbound towards Dog Track Road. So we've got a lot picking up over there. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling either east or west, this is going to be towards Bayshore Road. No confirmation of an accident or anything there, at least not yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. Then it's going to be just a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. And then Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola currently. We are in a heat advisory. As we get into this evening, we're going to have about a 20% chance of thunderstorms that will bleed into tomorrow. And then we're going to have another heat advisory then with a high of 94. That's your traffic and weather together.
All right. And so let's go on and get to our sports. Top three stories first, then we'll get into our sports headlines. The Secret Service is providing an update on an internal investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Basically, the Secret Service acting director, Ronald Rowe, told reporters today that Trump's security detail didn't know the shooter was on the building with a gun until he opened fire. And then he said, of course, within seconds of the shooting, Trump's detail covered him, and a sniper neutralized the shooter with a single shot. He did call the incident a failure and promised accountability with the agency. Kamala Harris now has enough delegate votes to be the Democrat presidential nominee. The vice president crossed the threshold of delegate votes during a virtual roll call today. And Harris officially accepted will officially accept the nomination next week. More than 397,000 acres now have burned in Northern California as the largest active wildfire in the U.S. rages on. So far, the park fires only 24% contained. Over 530 structures have been destroyed by the fire, and another 6,700 are still threatened. Luckily, no deaths or injuries have been reported. Okay, now we get into sports. Medal count update from the Olympics here. The United States still leads with total medal count with 43, followed by France's 36 and China's 31. But we're still four medals behind first place when it comes to gold medals. China has 13, France and Australia have 11, and we have 9, along with Great Britain. What else we got going on in the sports, Austin?
Well, some of the biggest headlines that have been swirling around the Olympics in the mix of all these medals here is the U.S. men's soccer team's run, unfortunately, is over at the Paris Olympics. They fell 4-0 to Morocco in the quarterfinals of the men's soccer tournament today. This was the furthest the men's team has made it into competition since the 2000 Sydney Olympics, so it's not like it was a year wasted. The team failed to qualify for the last three Olympics, and U.S. men's soccer has not won a medal in the modern Olympic era. So all things considered, it wasn't a bad run, but nonetheless, upsetting to see it come to an end. In swimming, Kate Douglas has her first career gold medal after coming out on top in the 200-meter breaststroke at the Paris Olympics. The 22-year-old won Thursday's race by less than half a second over South Africa's Tajana Smith. Meanwhile, Katie Ledecky also helped Team USA dominate the pool by capturing her 13th medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. Ledecky is now the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history officially. And thirdly here, the Italian women's boxer who quit her fight against her opponent is apologizing for the controversy that has followed. Algeria's Amani Khalif has faced questions about her gender after Angela Carini quit her bout against her just 46 seconds into their fight. The International Olympic Committee has stood by its decision to allow Khalif to compete despite being disqualified by other organizations, saying that she was, quote, born female, registered female, has lived her life as a female, and has a female passport. So it looks like, at least from what we're being told, it does look like she is a biological female. It looks like Angela has apologized. So hopefully we'll see a lot of this controversy start to settle a bit. Outside of the Olympics, we've got the NFL's Hall of Fame game last night. It was one worth forgetting, or at least Zeus thought so. Called it quits with over 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter due to some rainfall. The final score, though, saw the Bears beat the Texans 21-17 after having previously been down by two scores. One name that shined was Chicago QB Brett Rypien, who threw three touchdowns on just four incompletions in the comeback win. We also saw just a couple of passes from national title-winning Argonaut Austin Reed. Maybe you've heard of him. And another big talking point was, of course, the new kickoff style. I think it's like a whole thing where the only people who are allowed to move until the ball is caught are like the kicker and the returners or something like that. Yeah. And I think it was met with some controversy, at least because last night the returns didn't really get very far. It was far faster paced from what we heard. So I'm sure that's going to be a topic of discussion as this season gets underway. And then lastly here, the second of three Kobe Bryant statues outside of Crypto.com Arena gets unveiled today, but not just for anyone. It's going to be done in a private ceremony and will not be open to the public just yet. The statue features Bryant and his daughter Gianna, who were killed in a 2020 helicopter crash, of course. Today's date, 8/2/24, was chosen for the ceremony purposefully. It's obviously has numerical significance if you're familiar with their jersey numbers. So Kobe Bryant wore the numbers 8 and 24 during his playing career, and Gianna Bryant wore the number 2 in her youth basketball career. So obviously a very significant date there.
Have you seen the onside kick rules for this year that are brand new?
You said the onside in particular?
Onside, yeah.
So what about them?
This year they're making it illegal to kick an onside kick before the fourth quarter. Yep. And then even then, in the fourth quarter, if you're going to kick an onside kick, you have to let the officials know, who of course then announce it over the stadium, that an onside kick will now be occurring.
So that's kind of lame.
No more surprise onside kicks. No more surprise onside kicks, and you've got to inform the other team when you're doing it, and you can't have them before the fourth quarter. I do not like that rule at all. I was stunned when I found out about that one.
Well, especially when you know that, like Super Bowl 44, for example, the one that the Saints
played.
Yeah, a lot of people obviously remember that Super Bowl fondly. But that's how they started the second half, with a surprise onside kick, and that was a tie turner in the game. So, yeah, no, that's kind of a bummer for sure. Just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least about as quick as I can make it. Let's see. We do have some backups if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street and Burgess Road towards Palafox. Also some on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway is looking kind of rough as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling both east and west towards Bayshore Drive. We do have some backups there, but no confirmation of an accident, though. And then Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Lastly, man, we've got a lot of backups on Caroline Street. It's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, continuing westbound, approaching Avalon Boulevard, or traveling eastbound, coming from Avalon and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola currently. We do have a heat advisory with a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, and both of those are going to bleed into tomorrow. Chances are going to get as high as 60 degrees tomorrow for thunderstorms. Not 60 degrees, 60% for thunderstorms tomorrow, with your high being 94 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, let's get into a couple last national stories here for you, and then we'll move into some lighter topics. Former President Trump's campaign pulled in $139 million in July and has $327 million on hand. On the other side, his Democrat rival for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris, raised $310 million, the biggest grassroots fundraising effort in the presidential campaign history. Then two-thirds of that total came from the first-time donors. That leaves the campaign with $377 million in the bank. Wow, it's a big one right there. The Trump campaign, by the way, is asking the FEC to review the finances, arguing the money transfer is the massive campaign finance violation. So we shall see.
And let's see, we've got Hunter Biden here. He's going to be sentenced in his Delaware federal gun case on November 13th. In June, he was found guilty on all three federal felony gun charges that he faced. He faces up to 25 years in prison. The charges were connected to when he bought a gun in 2018. Prosecutors said he lied about his drug use on a federal background check form, and he's the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime during their time in office. So not a great look there.
Looks like we had a couple more accidents that popped up here. Crash in Gulf Breeze Parkway westbound, and it also looks like there was a motorcycle crash on Bayside. Just got a couple of texts about that here as well. National Park admission will be free all day Sunday. The U.S. Department of the Interior is celebrating 4 years since the Great American Outdoors Act was signed into law, which provides $900 million annually in oil and gas revenues for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and more than $9 billion over 5 years to national park maintenance. The National Park Service Director said those planning to visit a park should visit its website before heading out to see if any projects supported by the act will affect their visit.
And lastly here, the death of a Milwaukee man who was killed when he was pinned to the ground by security officers is being ruled a homicide. Devontae Mitchell's autopsy report said he died from restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. The incident was captured... let's see here. I started to read the restraint asphyxia sentence again, so forgive me for that. The incident was captured partially on video, and employees at the hotel employees at the hotel this happened at have been fired since. That was the really questionable part for me. I don't know what transpired to have hotel workers fired when it was security that caused it, unless they're talking about securities that worked at the hotel. Police have said that they referred four charges of felony murder in Mitchell's death. So let's see. Just about 4:48 here. We'll tackle a couple of health, business, and science notes before we go to break here. Starting with the unemployment rates, it's rising in the U.S. It rose to 4.3% in July, above market expectations that it would stay at 4.1%. That's the highest rate since October of 2021. Numbers out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the number of non-farm jobs jumped by 114,000, which was slower than anticipated.
Former CNN host Don Lemon is suing Elon Musk for canceling his show on X. The suit accuses X of using Lemon's name and reputation to attract advertisers and make a profit. The very first episode was recorded in March with Lemon interviewing Musk. The next day, according to the suit, Musk canceled the deal, which had initially promised Lemon a $1.5 million payment annually with a percentage of ad revenue.
And there are advertisements on Facebook and Instagram driving users to online marketplaces for illegal drugs. The Wall Street Journal says that Meta is facing a federal investigation after continuing to collect revenue from ads that violate its policies, specifically those which ban the sale of illicit drugs. After clicking on the ads, the users are driven to a third-party messaging app or website that then offer menus, pricing, and instructions for placing orders. Lawmakers have been discussing the need to hold big tech companies responsible responsible for what third parties post on their platforms, but under current law, they are not liable.
Austin just told you about unemployment going up. Well, this isn't going to help. Intel is cutting 15,000 jobs, or about 15% of its workforce. The CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and it made the announcement in a note to employees Thursday. This comes as the company tries to save $10 billion in 2025 after posting disappointing second quarter results. He said in the note, "This is an incredibly hard day for Intel as we are making some of the most consequential changes in our company's history." Gelsinger also said that the move was necessary as costs are currently too high with margins too low.
And ExxonMobil is reporting better than expected second quarter profits of $9.2 billion, thanks largely to the acquisition of shale oil. Shale oil firm? What's shale oil? Anyway.
What they do with Shrek. I just went blank on it. Shale oil is fracking.
So it's
shale, and there's oil in the shell, and they're able to break that up and then, melt it down and get the oil out of it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's a version of fracking.
Thanks largely to the acquisition of shale oil firm Pioneer Natural Resources, the numbers were pushed up by record production in Guyana and the Permian Basin, which made up for lower fuel prices. All righty. Man, I was really limping to get to the finish line on some of those headlines there. I apologize for that. 4:51, we'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, some pop culture notes followed by some wacky stories. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we increased the graduation rate from 88 to 90.4%, increased industry certifications earned by students by 177%, and increased scholarships by $6 million. Our students rank third in algebra, fourth in reading, fifth in math, sixth in biology and U.S. history, and ninth in geometry. Let's keep the progress for our children going. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa County Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway. We have gotten confirmation that there was an accident there. A lot of texters have dropped in confirming that, so thank you all for pitching in there. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, it's going to be, if you're approaching Bayshore Road, we do have some heavy backups in that area due to that accident report that people are talking about. Also have some congestion, that is, on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. It's going to back you up onto I-110 just barely. We also did have a texter talking about an accident report on the on-ramp there when you're trying to get on from I-110 north onto I-10 West in that same area, and there is confirmation of that on our map here, so be on the lookout for that as well. Beyond that, it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And last but not least, Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory, and as we get into this evening, the low is going to be 81 degrees with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Heading into tomorrow, we're going to have another heat advisory with a high of 94, and we're going to see those chances of thunderstorms get as high as about 60%. So be on the lookout for some heat and rain the Floridian way. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, let's get over to pop culture and news. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's movie Trap is off to a decent start at the box office. I saw the trailers on this. This is not the kind of movie I want to see. It looks too is too intense. The thriller made $2.2 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to make between $15 and $20 million in its first weekend. Also new this week is the kids' movie Harold and the Purple Crayon, which I actually did go see that with my daughter last night. It's a very cute movie. It's definitely more for little kids. She's 14, and she was like, "Dad, that movie was so cheesy." And I'm like, "It was good."
Yeah, you're like,
"I
loved it."
I thought it was fantastic, but she was like, "Dad, it was cringy." I was like, "It was not cringy. It was so good." She's like, "It's for little kids." I'm like, "Well, maybe," but the adults next to me were laughing their heads off too. That's all I can tell you. So it's a cute movie with Zachary Levi. It brought in $725,000 from previews night, and is projected to make between $6 and $7 million. So, all right. Deadpool and Wolverine will run away with first place, though, the second week straight. It's expected to make between $75 and $95 million in this second week.
I mean, that is just unbelievable. Season 2 of the hit Netflix series Squid Game finally has a release date. The second season will drop on December 26th, with a third and final season being released sometime next year. The first season of the show ranks as the most watched season of TV in Netflix's history and won 6 Emmys.
Did you ever watch that one? I never watched that.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I don't know how they're going to adequately follow it up, though, with how the season went, but whatever.
Okay. All right. Tom Cruise is working on a stunt to close out the Paris Olympics. I actually saw this last night that there was rumors that this was going to happen. He's going to do some sort of stunt to close out the Paris Olympics and pass the flag onto Los Angeles for the 2028 Games. The plan for the closing ceremony will reportedly see Cruise rappelling down from the top of the Stade de France with the official Olympic flag. Then the TV broadcast will cut to a previously recorded film showing Cruise flying with the flag from Paris to Los Angeles, where he skydives down to the Hollywood sign. So we'll see how that turns out.
And it's a virtual day in New York court for singer Justin Timberlake. He pleaded not guilty to DWI charges during his virtual appearance this morning, and the judge suspended his New York State driver's license. Timberlake, of course, is accused of swerving multiple times and blowing a red light in Sag Harbor back on June 18th. You should know, because we've covered it like every day since then. Meanwhile, his lawyer has been trying to get the case dismissed by claiming that Timberlake was, in fact, not drunk.
I've actually been pulled over twice for drunk driving. And I've never had a taste of alcohol in my life.
Seriously?
Yeah, never had a taste of alcohol in my life. Been pulled over twice for drunk driving. Officer's like, he's like, "You know, I pulled you over." Like, "I have no idea." He's like, "You were swerving in and out of the lines." I'm like, "There was no traffic coming. What's the matter?" He's like, "Stay on your side of the road, please." I'm like, "Okay, I guess." A judge denied rapper ASAP Rocky's motion to drop a case against him this morning. Rocky is accused of firing a gun at hip-hop artists in Hollywood. In November 2021, he faces two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. By the way, my being pulled over for drunk driving, when I wasn't drunk driving, I was just swerving, that was also in the state of New York, by the way. So the cops there are just really, really picky.
I guess.
Your driving habits, I guess.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. All right. Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Back for hour number two. Stick around.